In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Very pleased to come and see you all, and all the blessings that His Holiness Pope Abba Tawadros II is sending to you all. And I would like to thank very much Sayyidina Abba Gabriel for his hospitality and his love and care and kindness. You really actually have a great father here. So we thank God for him. In our journey back to the heart, to the life, to the being, to our humanity, in our journey back to our vision, to our authentic life, we need to understand a few points that we really need to make sure that we follow the landmarks that God has put for us. And the first thing here, why first of all, we think that we have everything and we still search for it. Simply, when we look away from the source of light, when we look away from God, and search for something else, not in him, not through him, not by him, then we are blinded. It's the same old story, whether we are taking the same example of the younger son or we take the example of the older son. It's the same story. It's the same story from the beginning of Adam and Eve, when God has given them everything, as he is giving us all. And only when we think that it's not enough, but we have received, when we think that someone else is giving us much more, we are blinded of the gifts that we have. Adam and Eve thought that the deception that is, has been brought by Satan, the old serpent, simply to tell them that they will become like God. They will become. So this illusion of becoming, that I want to become, then I want to get to become, as if we are running after our shadows. And imagine that this is our own life. And we think that when we get that, we will become. And actually, this is illusion. You will never become, because as you want to become, and you reach, you become, you want to become again, and you want to become. And being there in that journey, running after our shadows, we will never get there. So the moment of truth in your own personal life, when you are able to realize that you are. You don't need to become, because you're ready. You already have everything. You are the image of God. And God has given you everything. He is entrusting you with a great mission from the beginning, which is to be his example. He has given you the great nature that you are his image. And he's entrusted you that you are his example. And imagine this great thing that God has given us. And yet, when the illusion is bringing us a new idea, we listen. The moment we started to look away from God and to question his commandments, to question his truth that the illusion is bringing. This is the moment, and this is the source of evil, that you start to fall away. Whether you are taking that example of the old son, that you are staying in his home, doing everything, and you think that you never transgress his commandment, or you collected everything and went away and live a very obvious life away from God. It's both of them had the same thing. So here, one of the greatest landmarks that God is giving you here today in our journey, the first thing, turn and look back to Him. And that's why in the journey of the people of Israel to the promised land, the people forgot what God has done for them, what God has given them, and they start to lose it, searching for something else. After all the miracles that He did for them, and He gave them the manna from heaven and the water from the rock, and He protected them from all the kind of dangers. Serpents never came to them. Scorpions stayed away. And even He wanted to protect them from nature. The sun was never hurting them because there was always a cloud that is sheltering them. And in the evening, it's a pillar of fire for them. Everything has been given to them. But yet, in a moment, they start to revolt against God. You've been given everything, but you still revolt against Him. And why? Because of this shadow that's inside you. And the shadow is simply because we have a dark spot inside. The light is not penetrating enough there. And the dark spot actually, it's I want to become. I want to become. I want this pleasure. I want that. And simply the people of Israel in the desert, imagine in the desert, and they want to eat meat. They came to Moses and said, we are sick and tired of this food, of the dry food that we are eating. It's the manna. And because they are sick and tired of the manna that has been given to them, a divine food, they lost it. They didn't see the grace. They didn't see the gift of God for them. And that means they start to search for something else. And God, the good God, He always wanted to teach us, not to punish us. And this is the moment of truth that you will need to realize. God never wants to punish you. God wants to teach you. The punishment is still to come at the end of the days. But this is the time here now. It's the Kairos. It's the Kairos. It's the moment of truth. It's the moment, it's the time of God for you. And because we live in the Kairos, not on the Chronos, not on the time that is today and tomorrow in the moment, but it's the time of God that wanted to teach you. And here, if you don't realize the great gifts of God for you now, the now may pass and maybe you will lose it. At the time of the people of Israel, they are passing in this journey, and there is a moment of truth that God wanted to teach them. They want to eat meat. God sent them the meat. And He gave them to eat the meat in the desert for 1 month. But still, everything you do in life, you reap the consequences. You reap the fruits of your deeds. And that's why all this protection that God has been giving them was lifted up. Was taken away. Serpents start to attack them. So the grief and sorrow start to invade them. And here, what was the solution? Moses went back to God and asked Him for forgiveness. But still, God wanted to teach a lesson. He could just take away all the serpents and bring them the protection back. But no. He asked Moses to do something else. A copper serpent has been lifted up. So every person would look back to the copper serpent will be healed. And that's why in the New Testament, when Nicodemus came to Jesus secretly at night, because he didn't want people to see him, because he was a very important person in the society. And sometimes we put the society much more in our eyes than our life. And here is, this is another stumbling block for us. It's the people, it's the others. When Nicodemus came to Jesus, and then Jesus is talking about life, about the rebirth of the water and the spirit, about a new eternal life that has been given to us, Nicodemus didn't understand. And he wanted to bring all the words of Jesus into the tangibility of faith, of understanding. Our intellect has to be there when we try to subject everything that God is doing for us. All the gifts of God, when it is subjected to our intellect, we lose. We lose the contact. And that's why Nicodemus couldn't understand the new birth, the new life. Then Jesus wanted to give him a link to the Old Testament. And he told them this: as Moses lifted up the copper serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man would be lifted up, so that every person would believe in him, would never perish, would have eternal life. And this is the actual moment of truth, when we are able to look back to our authentic life and understand that this is the real life in him, in Jesus Christ. So now it's your turn and it's my turn, that in every moment of truth in your life, when you are able to say to yourself, look at me now. What am I doing in my life? I need to look back. I need to return back to my Father's house. Whether you are like the older brother or the younger brother, whatever, they are the same. One has done this, that he left, and one stayed at home and he left. Both of them left. Both of them didn't understand the love of God. Both of them are equal, but one repented and the other is still to repent. One is already back. So the transformative power of God that is working on you has to take its space. Most of the time we think that the transformative power is mine. That's illusion. It is not yours. The only thing that you need to do is to decide. It's a decision you need to make. It's a mind that can see. It's the enlightenment that God has given you. But before the enlightenment, it's a moment of truth that you open up. See yourself. See yourself now. What are you doing in your life? Why you are in this agony, grief, confusion, loss of purpose? It's simply because you want to become and you don't realize that you are. You actually are. And who you are would define what you think of yourself. And if you think of yourself that you are the son, a child of God, you will trust him. And this trust that will enable you to live your life in serenity. It will enable you to live your life in dignity, the dignity of the children of God. And if you really see yourself like this, then a child of God will do exactly the same to fulfill the purpose of God for you. And the purpose is to be like him. So he loved us so much. So he became human being like us. So we become like him. And this is the whole thing. Can you allow the transformative power of God to work in you? And then to groom whatever is needed to transform you. You know, here, one of the beautiful ideas that when we come to church at the end of the church, we all wanted to come and have this Ologeia, the blessed bread, the Orbana. All of us are happy to receive it. And most of the time when I look at it, and I would say, like, can I be transformed from being a dough to a fresh bread? What's the difference between the dough and the fresh bread? It's the same thing. It's the same ingredients. You take the flour and the salt and the water and the yeast. It's a dough. But it has a certain texture. It has a certain smell. It has a certain nature. But the transformative power that worked on it, like when we take that dough and put it in the oven, the first thing happens there in the oven, the power of the yeast is killed. And then there is a transformation of nature that happened to it. Then it becomes fresh bread that you all like and you enjoy it. It's the same thing that happens to every one of us in Christ Jesus. Because in Him, we are transformed from being the dough, the fallen nature of humanity, that He took our humanity, went into the cross, killed the power of the sin. There is no more sin over you. There is no more power of the sin over you. And the transformation happened to you, that we have been given a new nature in Christ, a nature that fits for eternity, a nature that is fit for the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God that we live in, it's the kairos, it's the now. It's from now till eternity. Then here, what you need actually is to open your heart and look at yourself, to live in integrity, not in the surface orientation, not on the illusion that we live in. Now, dear friends, we are living now in the era of the air. Everything is in the air now. We work on the air. We transact in the air. We make everything in the air. So this is the era of the air. And the era of the air has certain characters. And these characters actually is the illusion that we live in. It's surface orientation, taking all the roots away, fast spread, fast change. I want to change fast. Everything has to be fast. But wait a moment. This is illusion, because we're human being. We need to be integrated in our faith. And the faith that is making everything possible is not with the intellectual power of mind, but it is with the power of God that works in you. And that's why we have been blessed with all the blessings. All the blessings. The blessings in the past, in the Old Testament, were mainly connected to the everyday life. God will bless you. Will bless your going and coming. He will bless your storages. He will bless your children. But in the New Testament, we've been giving a much more better blessings. It's the blessings of the authentic life, of the real life, the life for eternity. It's the blessing in Jesus Christ Himself. God has blessed us, because He has chosen us before all ages to be in Him without blame, sanctified and without blame in love. He has blessed us to be the vessels for His Holy Spirit. He has blessed us because we are in Him and her everything. And that's why, because we have a share in Him, then we are blessed. So that's why the new robe that has been given to this returned son, the ring, and the grace that has been given to him, and the feast and the joy that everybody enjoyed, it's for you now. If only you now at this moment, don't wait till you come back home. Don't wait till you go out of the church. It's a moment of truth now. It's the moment of Kairos now. Lift up your hearts and pray. Return back. God is still waiting for you with a great love and eagerness to make a change in you, to transform your life, to be His, because after all, we are His. God bless you, and glory be to God. Amen.